Welcome to Crop Watch Podcast, a production of Nebraska Extension.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the weekly weather outlook and update of the University of Nebraska Crop Watch Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hunt, speaking to you from Hardin Hall here on East Campus. So let's start off again this week by talking just a little bit about the crop scout training that's going on May 21st. This will be going on at the University of Nebraska, Eastern Nebraska Research Extension Education Center in Ithaca. This course will be held in person from basically 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Tuesday, May 21st. Topics will include scouting tips, crop diseases, scouting techniques, identifying weeds, corn and soybean insect scouting identification and management, nutrient deficiencies in corn and soybeans, and hands-on practices. Cost of program is $100, which includes lunch, refreshment breaks, workshop materials, and a three-ring binder instruction manual. If you would choose to not want the instruction manual, the cost is only $60. My guess is there's probably a lot of very useful information on the instruction manual, so it's probably worth the extra $40. To register for more information, visit the NREC site or contact Nebraska Extension at 402-624-8030. Again, that number is 402-624-8030, or you can come online here to the cropwatch.unl.edu page, and there's more information about it. But again, this sounds like a very good opportunity for those who are crop consultants, industry agronomists, or those who are interested in kind of getting into that type of work, or anybody that wants to do some crop scouting. It sounds like a fun day, and I'm sure the food will be good. So just currently across the state right now, skies are mostly clear across the state, with the exception of some higher clouds across the northern part of the panhandle, kind of into north central Nebraska. So again, but most of the state should have pretty ample sunshine today. Temperatures currently, let's take a look at the current temperatures across the state. So temperatures currently across the state, so at 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, we have 54 in Chadron, 57 in Alliance, 55 in Sydney, 61 in Ogallala, 60 in North Platte, 65 in Grand Island, 64 in Norfolk, 68 in Lincoln, 64 in Omaha, and 66 in Falls City. So again, temperatures are relatively mild across the state today. Again, it's been kind of warmer on the eastern side of the state than been the western side of the state the entire week. That actually is going to probably flip as we head into next week. But again, we'll have one more day of temperatures being, kind of somewhere around or maybe either with plus or minus 3 or 4 degrees from normal, cooler in the west and warmer in the east. In terms of the next 24 hours, we will have a slight front moving through the state as we move into afternoon, evening hours. There's going to be a very slight chance of showers, particularly across the eastern and southern portions of the state as we move into the late afternoon, evening hours. Most places will not receive any precipitation. I would anticipate precipitation generally being on the light side. Beautiful day tomorrow. I would take advantage of it. Most of the state should have ample sunshine. Temperatures coming into the at least into the lower to mid 70s and probably maybe even cracking, maybe even pushing closer to 80 across parts of south central and southeastern Nebraska. And then we should have, relatively pleasant humidities and not too much for wind speed. So again, light winds, lower humidity, sunshine, temperatures in the 70s. Those are we do not have a lot of days like that in this part of the country. And I'd also enjoy too, because as we move into the day on Sunday, we're going to start feeling the effects of the upper level low that will be moving from the Central Rockies into the plains before it heads kind of in toward the Great Lakes region. If you are listening to this and you are a producer, if you're not out planting right now, if you are able to plant in the next 48 hours, I strongly recommend it because it looks like planting windows will be more closed and open for a good portion next week. And I'll kind of get, talk a little bit more about that here in the outlook here in just a second. But again, I think most places in eastern Nebraska and western parts of Iowa have not had a lot of precipitation here in the last, 3 days. The next 2 days should remain pretty dry. So I think drier weather the last few days has been welcome. And we do have a couple of dry days to come. So again, if you can push things the next couple of days, I strongly recommend doing so because you might be sidelined for portions of next week. But kind of getting back into Sunday. So again, this upper level low will be moving from Colorado into Kansas, and then, you know, probably moving more toward the east and northeast as we move into the next week. As it stands right now, precipitation is likely going to develop across the high plains, move into south central and southwestern Nebraska as we move into the day on Sunday. And then we'll be moving further east into the state on Sunday, late afternoon and into Sunday night, Monday morning. And right now it looks like the northeastern, north central parts of the state should remain fairly dry from this. There will probably be some scattered showers that will make it north of Highway 30, maybe even as far north as Highway 20. But, you know, most of the precipitation will be along and south of I-80, which is probably good news. I mean, the northeastern side of the state is definitely, you know, I hear a lot more stories about standing water up there than I have elsewhere in the state. And, you know, again, that's an area of the state that's at this point basically is drought free, which is very, very good news. But, you know, if there's an area that could use a couple more dry days, you're probably going to have it up in that area. So, again, if you're in northeastern Nebraska listening to this, you probably actually have some windows open until maybe Wednesdays, as there doesn't look like there's going to be much precipitation up in your area Sunday night and Monday. If you're listening to this in south central, southeastern, or maybe even good portions of east central Nebraska, again, your planting windows are probably going to close sometime on Sunday. Maybe it could be in eastern Nebraska, you had the full day on Sunday to get in. But I think, you know, the later the day goes on, the more likely precipitation becomes. So just something to keep in the back of your mind. As it stands right now, Tuesday looks like a break, probably some more, probably more sunshine and, you know, probably temperatures in the somewhere in the 70s, maybe pushing 80 degrees in a few places. But again, in terms of total precipitation between Sunday and Monday, I would count on anywhere along and south of I-80, probably picking up at least a quarter to half an inch. So again, we're not talking about tremendous precipitation. We're certainly not talking about anything that's no real flooding potential from this. But that would be probably enough rain to more or less kind of keep you out for a couple more days. There is a better chance of picking up a half inch to an inch of rain, say Geneva, Beatrice, Auburn, Falls City. So again, the southeastern corner of the state is more likely to pick up that half inch to an inch of rain. And maybe even an inch of rain from this as far north and northwest as Lincoln or Plattsmouth. Moving into the day on Wednesday, we will have a front moving into the state, and this actually, you know, I think earlier in the week, this front looked like it would come through and not produce too much precipitation, but models, later, more recent model runs have been showing increasing amounts of precipitation kind of statewide, so even the panhandle is likely to actually maybe pick up on some beneficial moisture, which again, I'll get that here in a little bit, but some parts of panhandle really actually could use a good shot of moisture here. And as we move into the day, Wednesday and Wednesday night, that precipitation will spread eastward. I think it's a little bit too early to project any severe weather. Again, the Storm Prediction Center has not issued anything in their convective outlooks, which at this point is a good sign. But nevertheless, there is probably going to be at least some possibility for severe weather, higher winds, maybe some hail in the eastern two-thirds of the state as we move into Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. So something to keep in mind. Again, rainfall amounts from this probably bordering more on the quarter to half inch in panhandle parts of west central, north central Nebraska, southwestern Nebraska probably as well. Eastern two-thirds of the state, though, there's a reasonably good chance of a half inch to an inch. So again, I don't think we're looking at tremendous precipitation. I certainly don't think we're looking at excessive amounts of rainfall. But again, you know, another half inch to an inch, particularly if we get a half inch to an inch Sunday to Monday, you know, that's probably at least another couple, 3 days of sitting on the sideline. So again, you know, I think this is the cadence of events. It's not a daily occurrence, but it's coming frequently enough that we're probably just not going to get a whole lot of work done this next week, which is not something that we were necessarily anticipating. Even as recently as earlier this week, it looked like next week would be more favorable for planting windows. So again, right now, you know, I think the next 48 to maybe up to 72 hours, everywhere in eastern Nebraska, northeastern Nebraska, I think you probably have until maybe Wednesday getting some more work done, which, so you may actually have more of an extended period of time here. But some places, you know, again, I know there's places kind of in central Nebraska that haven't, you know, are really behind And, you know, I don't know if this is the best prognosis for you getting stuff in the field. And I know this is also starting to get to a date where we start getting concerned about getting crops in because it is May 10th. It's no longer, we're not mid-April anymore. So, you know, the longer we stay in this weather active pattern, the later we start planting. And, you know, frankly, a lot of years, later planting. So some years it works out really well, but again, there's always that off chance that you know, if we go bone dry later in August, that could be detrimental. So I think as we move to the later portion next week, again, it looks like there might be another system moving into the north central U.S. that may produce precipitation across a good portion of state into western parts of Iowa up in Minnesota. I think that's a little bit more uncertain. But again, if we do get another half inch, an inch of rain across a lot of the state on Wednesday, you know, we'd almost kind of have to hope that that storm system decides to miss us to the north or something. So at that point, we would need the drier conditions. But the good news, though, in terms of temperatures, though, is that we are looking at temperatures staying on the warm side for most of next week. So again, we could probably use some heat to kind of get things going a little bit further west where we've had a cooler week. So again, the western side of the state is likely to be warmer than average for the next week. Temperatures will be probably above average statewide, but I think the anomalies will be weaker as you head toward the east. So again, kind of the opposite of this past week where we've had cooler anomalies in the west and about average, a little bit above average in the eastern side of the state. So that's going to be a little bit of a flip-flop for next week. And, you know, again, the CPC is showing temperatures being warmer into the third week of May. So again, we're at least from the warmer temperature standpoint, warmer temperatures would help dry things out a little bit more quickly than if we were staying really abnormally cool. So we're not necessarily dealing with that. But again, we just really would like to see things dry out. Now, again, you know, both the European model and the GFS are still showing a drier signal in that 8 to 14 day period. So kind of getting into about that May 17th to the 22nd time period. CPC is showing up being a little bit wetter. And, you know, again, I gotta be honest, like, I hope the European and the GFS forecasts are spot on, but I'm concerned that they are just a little too optimistic on Western ridging, which would push Northwest flow into our area. You know, my sense is that ridging isn't going to last terribly long, or there's a chance that ridging may not last terribly long. We may just stay in a little bit more active pattern. Maybe not quite as active as we saw the last part of April and earlier this month. Again, doesn't mean constant rain, but I don't know that at this point I can't declare a great deal of confidence in having a 7 to 10 day stretch without rain. So, I mean, again, I think there's going to be definitely some windows of time to get in there, plant, you know, this next 2 to 4 days being one of them. But again, I can't say with real confidence that we've got, you know, just a really, really good finish of the month in store for us, because they're just, you know, there are enough signals of, you know, potentially some additional storm systems moving in, which again, that's been great for drought relief. So again, the drought monitor this week shows we now have under 10% of the state in drought. We actually have no severe drought. And in both cases, that's the first for literally almost 3 years. You have to go back to June 8th of 2021 to find a time where we had under 10% of the state in drought. And you have to go back to June 1st of 2021 to find a time where there was no severe drought anywhere in the state. So again, this is, you know, very, very good news. If you look at soil moisture, again, most of the state is currently either in the near normal range or above the 70th percentile. So if you take a look at those sportless soil moisture percentiles maps that I put on their weekly weather update or on Market Journal, again, there's a lot of blue, a lot of gray. There's only a little bit of orange and red on the map. And most of that is in south central, southwestern Kansas, which unfortunately has just not really been, they've been more or less been missing out on a lot of the rain parties that we've been having here in the central U.S. But again, you know, these wetter soils mean, you know, planting delays. And again, if we keep getting decent rains, you know, that's good for a soil recharge. But, you know, again, we just really would like to see, you know, some period of drier weather to get in the field. It's kind of wrapping up the update. So again, you know, it's May in Nebraska, and it's not an update if I don't get to talk about severe storms and sub-freezing temperatures occurring in the same week. So the sub-freezing temperatures, thankfully, you know, for those of us further east that, you know, have gotten some stuff planted or we have some more vulnerable wheat, We stayed above freezing, but the Panhandle definitely was colder this past week. And so Saturday and Sunday mornings in particular were pretty chilly. So we had temperatures actually dropping not only below freezing, but we had some temperatures that were dropping well into the 20s. Actually, the Bushnell site in Kimball County managed to drop all the way down to 19. So again, we're still that time of year, or this time of year in that part of the state and into that part of the country, it it'll still be fairly cold at night. So thankfully, I think, we everywhere east of Ogallala was above freezing this past weekend. And the frost risk looks, basically pretty minimal for anywhere in the state other than just the very highest elevations of the Panhandle. So again, not really seeing any really cold air moving in the state anytime soon, and not necessarily seeing any significant warm. So again, above average in the next, say couple of weeks is just meaning highs, probably a couple of degrees above average, 70s, maybe low 80s, lows in the, in the mid 50s, maybe upper 50s. So warmer, but not, we're not looking at, a 2 or 3, 4 day stretch of highs getting into the 90s and lows in the 70s, like we had a couple of years ago, or like we do occasionally get in the second half of May. I'm fine with us just being, 70s for highs and 50s for lows is great. That maybe means we can keep the air conditioning off for a bit longer. Changing gears to severe weather a little bit. So again, we did have some severe weather in the state on Monday, May 6th. Again, it was not a tremendous outbreak, but again, there were tornado reports in Lincoln, Custer, Webster, and Gage counties. We did have hail reports in Furnace counties, and I think maybe a couple other counties in South Central Nebraska. And then again, later in the day, we had some hail reports in Sarpy County and some wind reports and other places in the southeastern quadrant of the state with some scattered wind reports elsewhere. So again, we did have some damaging winds and some larger hail in parts of the state this past Monday. So not like we came out unscathed, but in terms of this overall impact from tornadoes and high winds, we did not have quite the same, it wasn't the same outbreak that we had on April 26th. So that's good news. And I don't necessarily anticipate a major severe weather within the next 7 days either, though I do think we should keep a close eye on Wednesday for potential for, potentially some gustier winds and some hail. Again, your things that you're just naturally going to expect this time of year when you have frontal passages come through. It's in terms of the crop progress update. So again, these are statewide numbers. This may not necessarily reflect where you are locally, but 31 and 18% of corn and soybean respectively were planted as of the end of last week, which is quite a bit below the five-year average. And again, that's actually the lowest numbers we've seen in the state since about 2013, technically coming in below 2019. Although I think we, given that we've had some drier weather across the state the last few days, I imagine there's been at least some progress made in the last day and a half. And I think we'll see maybe that number tick up a good bit. We have are seeing some corn emerging. So the good news is the corn emergence numbers are kind of right around that five-year average. Not much soybean is up. And again, I think any soybean up would probably only be in the southeastern portion of the state where, they tend to plant soybean earlier. In a lot of cases, they plant soybean before corn in that part of the state now. Sorghum planting is also off to a slow start. But again, sorghum is usually not planted until right around now or after anyway, so it's not particularly behind recent years. Winter wheat checked in at about 67%, good to excellent against 4% poor, very poor. Now, again, there are some disease issues in the Panhandle and a few other parts of the state, but again, compared to recent years, this is a potential to have a pretty good wheat crop in the state this year. Oats are about 70% emerged. And we got our first pasture ratings of the season that show about 70% good to excellent against only 8% poor to very poor. Again, that is about a reversal of what we had this last year. So that is really, really good news. And if you take a look at like the most recent VegDry maps for just rangeland pixels, again, it's showing maybe some mild stress in parts of the southern Panhandle and southwestern Nebraska. The southern Panhandle, and we did see some degradation in Kimball and Banner counties on the drought monitor this last week. So, again, soil moisture percentile is a little bit lower there. VegDry is showing just a little bit of stress. It's been just kind of, it's just been a little on the dry side there for really kind of going back about 6 months. So that was the, hence the inclusion of the abnormal dryness that drought monitored. Again, that's not drought. That just means that normally dry, but it, you know, again, we are going to start needing to see some more regular precipitation coming in there, certainly for improvement. And also at this point, you know, for to prevent degradation, because we are getting to about the wettest time of the year in that area. So again, if we remain relatively dry for the next 6 weeks, I do think we will start seeing some degradation. Kind of get back in where we did see improvements earlier. So we saw the entire area of severe drought that we was kind of prevalent across parts of East Central or East South Central Nebraska. So, you know, York County, Fillmore County, Hamilton County, Seward County, up into Polk County. You know, again, it seems like you've been in severe drought or worse for an eternity. You're now in moderate drought. So again, there's still drought. We still absolutely have hydrologic issues, and those hydrologic issues combined with, you know, a wet signal, but not necessarily a robust enough wet signal in, say, like Cass and Lancaster and southern Saunders counties. That's so the reason you're still seeing the moderate drought persist in that area is not necessarily that things aren't necessarily decent in the short term or that we don't have a decent top profile of moisture. It's just that we still have a lot of pretty low ponds and just some other hydrologic issues. And I think they're still just based on talking to educators and just looking at, you know, these soil moisture maps. And we still definitely have some capacity for extra moisture. So again, we're going to need just a bit more moisture before we can really, truly say that we are out of drought in other parts of East Central Nebraska. But, I mean, you know, if we keep this active pattern up, that day may be coming sooner than later, you know, which that'd be quite an accomplishment if we were actually able to declare the state drought free. As we go into June, because, you know, if you think back to where we were in early June last year, we were setting record level drought levels in eastern side of the state, where we had some places going into exceptional drought for the very first time. So just wrapping up the update. So just a quick temperature roundup for the last week. So again, this was as of so last Thursday through the Wednesday. So this would be May 2nd through May 8th temperatures. So again, if you actually go to the State Climate Office webpage, I do have temperature and precipitation summaries for Mesonet sites and all the Co-op and Kokoroz sites. They're for the previous calendar week, so they're a little bit behind. But the temperatures or precipitation levels I'm reading off are actually from a little bit different time period. So if you look, wonder why they're different, that's the why that's the case. But here we go. Temperature. So maximum temperature in the last week, we had 80 degrees at Cambridge and a couple other spots, including Falls City and McCook. Minimum high temperature of 47 degrees at Shattern. The minimum daily low temperature was 19 at Bushnell. And we had a maximum low temperature of 57. That was from the Valley National Weather Service office. The maximum precipitation over the last week was 5.44 inches at Schubert in eastern Richardson County. And the minimum precipitation was 0.04 inches in Bushnell and Kimball County. So that about wraps up the update. So that concludes the weekly weather outlook and update for the week ending May 11th, 2024. Thanks. Talk to you next week.